You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, I have some exciting techie news for you today as we head across the pond to hear all about a very exciting app that helps blind and partially sighted people read things like letters, currency, barcodes, and much more. It could even help you find items in your environment. So to tell us all about this really interesting app, I'm joined now by Shane Lowe from SuperSense. Shane, it is fantastic having you here.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be your exciting techie news today.
Oh, brilliant. So so tell us about SuperSense. Oh, what can we do with this app? Because it seems like a bit of a jack of all trades.
Yeah, that's kind of the goal, because we started it out as a navigation app. So we started with these two features that are still in the app today. So you could use SuperSense to the first one is the Explore feature, which will scan around your environment, and it can locate over 600 different objects. It'll let you know about them, which is kind of crazy. You can look for something specific as well. So if you're looking for a trash can, or if you're looking for a seat at a meeting, or if you're looking for a person or a doorway, you can search specifically within those categories. And then people were telling us, hey, can your app do this? Can your app scan documents? Can your app read currency and banknotes? Can your app scan barcodes? And, you know, we're all about the community. We're all about helping people. So we, every time people would ask us, we'd be like, no, no. And that was horrible. We didn't want to do that. So we started developing all these new features. This was a couple of years ago, over 10 features on SuperSense. The goal is to target as many needs that people have, as many ways that we could be useful. We want to cover them.
So I'm curious, because you're obviously based in America. Can the app handle a British currency, and or can we actually use the app in the UK?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We can handle the British pound, can handle the euro. We've always made it a goal to work with our friends in the UK and across Europe, because I mean we are practically social neighbors, right? Like, we're always doing things together, we're always collaborating.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, with the app, you can obviously try the free version, and there's also the subscription-based version, which gives you a few more features. So can you just walk us through the difference between the two and what each one would give us?
So when you download SuperSense, you get a 7-day free trial where you can try out everything. You can use all the features. I like you guys, man. I really miss doing promo and events in the UK. So if you guys want to reach out, if you want to email us, if you want to request a call, or if you want to send me an email, my email is shane@mediate.tech. I will send you a free promo code for 1 month if you want an extra month to try out the app for free, because you guys are good people. So our subscription options after that, they're important because, and I like to talk about this because a lot of apps in the blindness community are free, and it's amazing. And I love that. But the reason that we are a subscription, because a lot of people do ask, is our apps require services that we have to pay for. So when you pay for SuperSense, you help us keep supporting SuperSense. So after the free trial, you're able to subscribe as well, which helps us keep up the features and keep adding new features to keep up the services that we already have. So you can subscribe for £50 a year, or £5 a month, or you could go for a lifetime subscription, which gives you access to all of the features, all of the bug fixes forever, for £100. The goal there is to make, you know, we want to make it as affordable as we can, but also keep supporting new features as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. And there's so many features on it. Like, I had a bit of a look around what the app actually does. So what would you say would be your favorite one? Because we don't have time to talk about all of them.
It's true.
But what would be your favorite feature?
I think my favorite feature in terms of innovation, because we're a research lab, you know, so we're always trying to find new, efficient ways of doing things. My favorite is the smart scanner, because it wraps up four of our features into one. The currency reader, the barcode reader, the quick reader for things like business cards or street signs, and the document reader for longer pages and longer texts. And you don't have to tell the app which one you want to scan. It just figures it out using AI technology and scans it correctly. And then it uses the AI technology within each feature to be incredibly accurate. I'm blind myself, and I use this app almost every day. just because it just works really well.
Now, how do you find the app manages faces? Because I feel like that's sometimes a hard one.
So SuperSense doesn't actually have any facial recognition currently. We're always looking for like different feature requests and ideas. So if facial recognition is something that you're interested in, let us know. We really want to know, and we can work that in, because we want to make sure that we're creating every feature that's useful for people.
I love it. It turns it into a bit of a collaboration.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're very community driven. So that's our purpose, is to work together with everyone in the community to create something that we can all benefit from. That's the whole purpose.
And how's the app currently when it comes to using it on the phone? Like, does it matter if you have an iPhone or if you have an Android phone?
No, you can use it on iPhone or Android. We're on both platforms. The Android version right now, we're catching up to the iOS, so we're in development on some of the last features. So the Android version, if you check it out now or in a couple of weeks, you'll be seeing lots of features coming into it, and they're really similar products. So you can get all of the SuperSense features no matter which platform you're on.
Fantastic, Shane. So, where can we find out more about the app? Obviously, we can find it on the phone stores, but we can find some more information online, can't we?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can go to our website, supersense.app. That's .app. That's where you can sign up to our newsletter. It talks about our products, but it also talks about sales, where you can get them for less money if you'd like to do that. And we highlight a lot of blind performers and artists and creatives. We're really community driven, so we want to work with other blind people, professionals, and creatives to highlight their work. So let us know if you want to be on our newsletter, and please subscribe to our newsletter. And we're on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, SuperSense AI on all of those social medias as well.
Oh, brilliant, Shane. I love that. It's been so nice talking, and I hope you get lots of feedback from the app, and hopefully we can catch up in the future and see how you guys are doing.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. I'm excited to collaborate more with the UK. You guys are the best.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.